Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
So did God speak to you today? It's the morning. What did you do to put Jesus on? What did you do to root yourself in love, goodness, kindness, generosity, so that you could get out there and face the world as Jesus wants you to? Well, I was reading the readings this morning, and boy, that couldn't be more opposite than the Mary's Mantle consecration that I am running in my Facebook community. If you want to join my Facebook community, go to Facebook, go to Find Something More Community, and just ask to join. Every single day, we work on a virtue or a gift of the Holy Spirit, and today was goodness. And the readings were so not about goodness. The readings were about Joseph's brothers who hated him because his dad favored him the most and loved him the most. So they plotted to kill him and just throw him into this cistern and leave him to rot and die. And then all of a sudden the Ishmaelites, I believe, came, and the Egypt people. I'm pretty sure I'm not saying the word right, and I don't have the reading open, so my apologies if I'm butchering that name. They were driving by, and they said, hey, you know what? Let's not kill the kid. That would be mean. Let's just sell him. Let's sell him to these people in Egypt, and we'll get him out of our lives. So that's what they did. And then in the gospel, and I'm telling you, this parable was one that took me a long time to have my ears open to. It was about the vineyard owner, right? And I'm going to send all of these people to work in my vineyard, and other people are going to kill them. They're going to beat them. And finally, the vineyard owner says, I'm going to send my son, sends his son, because they won't hurt him. Sure enough, it's even worse because they're like, wait a minute, this is the heir to all of this. So we must kill him and get him out of here. And then, of course, they're all going to die because of how they treated the vineyard's son. And the vineyard's going to be given over to people who are going to go bear fruit. Tying it back to the prophets on the cornerstone. The stone you rejected will be the cornerstone. So it was funny. Yes, this is God. God's the vineyard, right? It's his vineyard. Yes, this is all the prophets that he sent, that all the Jews killed throughout, you know, the Old Testament. And yes, it is then Jesus, his son, coming. And yes, Jesus is the stone that they threw away that is the cornerstone. And it was funny. It was that cornerstone piece, me not being like a builder. I'm like, okay, what is a cornerstone? I had to look up the word cornerstone. It's basically the stone that holds the whole house in place and is the foundation. So anyway, it was funny reading that, but you look and you're thinking, those people aren't being good either. So goodness was the word today in the Mary's Mantle consecration, and it couldn't be more opposite than what the parables and what the reading said. So I just say, how good are you going to be today? How good are you going to be, especially to those that just bug you, push your buttons, that are hateful towards you. Maybe they're persecuting you in your own family because of your faith, and you still have to deal with them. It could be your spouse, could be your kids, could be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, aunts and uncles, grandma, grandparents. I know a whole bunch of people could be at odds with you, but you still are called to be good. I would like to ask everyone today to do one good deed for someone. I did this on Facebook. It's in my story. I don't know. Maybe it's a dinner, the favorite dinner for your spouse, or you take your kids out to their favorite place. Maybe it's a game place or something, and you just look at them and you say, I just want to let you know that I love you. Or better yet, maybe it's picking up that phone and calling that person that you've been in a fight with. Maybe it's a family member that you haven't talked to in decades because you're holding this grudge and this resentment, which, by the way, is a sin. God will not forgive you if you do not forgive others. So maybe today is the day that you do that good thing. Reach out to that person. I guarantee it. If you just call or text and say, I'm sorry, I love you. How does someone turn around and scream and yell at something like that? I have found that even when I am persecuted, and I am persecuted for my faith, people in some cases just don't get it. Some have called me sick, like I need to be in a psych ward. What is up with you? And I sit and I say, you know what? I love you so much. I understand that you don't get this. You haven't had the spiritual things happen to you in your life like I have, but you can. All you have to do is just ask Jesus to show himself and to love you and just watch. Who knows? I want this peace and this happiness and this love for you. That's why I'm telling you I love you as you're calling me crazy, you know? And how does someone continue to argue with you when you continue to love them? It's only when you start snipping back at them and throwing things back at them and attacking them does it go back and forth. It's like, you know, when you expect to jump on a jumpaline, it is early. When you try to jump on a trampoline, you expect that when you jump, you're going to be rebounded back. But when you jump on a waterbed, you're just going to, boom, you're going to sink. You're just going to fall into it. You're not going up at all. You're going right into the ooey gooey waterbed thing. I remember those things. I used to love sleeping in a waterbed. I wonder if they still even sell those anymore. Anyway, my point being, you just can't rebound and you can't continue with the banter back and forth if you just suck it up and love that person. This doesn't mean being a wet noodle. I want to make a point there. You don't allow people to walk all over you and humiliate you, but you do say, you know what? I understand because I was there at one point in time. I know exactly how you feel. I didn't understand Jesus and God, but praise to him, I finally have encountered the Lord and my life has changed. And so I'm just trying to share that love and that peace with you. So I love you. I'm sorry. I know or I forgive you. Maybe you weren't the one that did anything, but you've been the one that's held resentment and lack of forgiveness. I just want to remind people that when we screw up, come on, how fast do you want to be forgiven? We all make mistakes. You see it all over the Bible. And there are some grave mistakes, right? You look at David and what he did, murder and adultery, and he comes back to God and God forgives him. God forgives us for all of our horrid stuff, and we are having a problem because so-and-so said something behind our backs. Come on, let's go be good people for to 1, 2, 5, 10, as many people as you possibly can. Do good things. It could even be a compliment. Maybe you take someone out to lunch at work today that you've never gone to lunch with, and you get to know them, and you give them that feeling of love. Maybe they are going through something in their life that you have no idea. Maybe they're so lonely. Maybe they are going through a divorce in their family and they don't share it with anyone at the office. And all of a sudden, you're reaching out and you're being love to them. It's wonderful when you do these beautiful acts of goodness and kindness for others. You have no idea the fruit that you may be bearing in their lives. And you may never see it, but you could rest assured that something's changing. All right, everyone, go be good today. Go be the light. Love everyone. And especially if you are holding bad feelings for anyone, go rectify them, please. And I hope that you're all healthy. I hope you all have peace. Even if you're not healthy, just know that, hey, God has willed this. I'm supposed to be sick right now, so I am going to offer it up. I am not going to waste this moment of suffering and illness. I'm going to say, God, I am giving this to you. I feel horrible. I'm going to try to suffer with joy, and I am offering it to you to save souls, or save my family's soul, or help me with something that I'm struggling with. Maybe it's a sin, temptation, or being good to people. Lord, I'm offering it to you so that you can circle back and give it to me in spades. All righty, everyone. I love you so much. Pray for me as I head home in this windy, windy day here in Michigan. And I'm also going to be on Cincinnati Sacred Heart Radio with Father Rob later on today. So pray that that goes well, too. I will keep you, as always, in my prayers. I love you. Have a blessed, good, and inspired day.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's Learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.